Sheila, the Mind Mistress. By Terry Masters. First published 2023. Copyright AB Discovery and Unicorn Tales. The beginning. It wasn't until 1979 that I really had a chance to re-experience the joys of actually becoming a baby and feeling and acting like a real baby due to hypnosis. In early 79, I was working in New York and came across an ad for a dominatrix named Sheila. I'd heard about her from some friends in England and in the Midwest, but never really seen her. Since I had finished my contract with the bank and had lots of cash in the bank to last me to my next contract in 6 months, I figured, what the heck, and decided to take off and move to Upper New York State, near where she was working from. I had a friend who had a spare bedroom in his apartment and knew about my baby fetish. He was a transvestite and didn't disapprove, but his girlfriend thought it was strange I'd want to wear diapers and be treated like a baby. One Friday evening, a friend and I were invited to a private club in Upper NY, which was usually pretty wild and featured some unusual entertainment. I'd heard Sheila was to be there with a couple of her love slaves. Her billing claimed she used hypnosis to turn them into mindless, helpless slaves, bent to her will. With my experience, I knew this to be so much bunk, but was curious. Sean and I were invited by his girlfriend, and I had a blind date who didn't show up. Maybe she wasn't that blind, eh? After a few wild strips and a fairly disgusting act, Sheila was announced. She came on and explained that she was a hypnotist and what hypnosis was about, then asked for volunteers. This was a small, exclusive club, so there were only about 65 of us in the room, but eventually, she got 15 people on stage, 11 men and 4 women. After about 15 minutes, she let all but 5 men and 2 women leave the stage, then spoke to the remaining 7 for a few minutes. After a bit, she began having her subjects perform for her and the audience, and I could tell 2 of the men and 1 woman were excellent hypnotic subjects by the way they accepted her suggestions and carried them out. In conclusion, the finale had the 2 women giving each of the guys a blowjob, with 1 guy being told to hold off until Sheila said, "Come and get it," which he did to the frustration of the women. Then she had the guy eat each of the women until they were multi-orgasmic due to her suggestions, and just kept coming like there was no more tomorrow, and with each orgasm, they became more and more willing to do Sheila's bidding. After a while, she told the 3 to sleep, and they did. Then she had 2 guys come out of the audience in response to her command. I could tell they had been hypnotized by her before by their responses to her suggestions, and soon, she had 5 highly hypnotizable people on stage in deep hypnosis. She ran the gamut, having the 3 guys in a daisy chain, then the 3 girls, then all 5, and finally all 5 sat on the stage and diddled themselves to mind-bending climaxes, with each climax putting them further under her hypnotic control. As they were coming, she began saying, "Look at you, you're all bad boys and girls playing with yourselves like that. In fact, I think you're all just greedy little babies looking only for pleasure. Let's get you dressed more appropriately, as the babies you are." With that, her assistant diapered all 5, putting baby dresses on the 2 girls and 1 of the guys, and diaper tops on the other 2 guys. Sheila explained that as they drained their bottles, they would regress to act and feel like babies again, and would use their diapers, cry, and generally act like little babies. The diapers had been soaked in something litmus-like so that when they wet, they would change color, and we could see them wetting like babies.